You're listening to the pre-apocalyptic, post-apocalyptic show with your host, Ken Stitson.
Hey everybody, it's me, I'm your host Ken Stitson. Thank you for joining us today. Sorry I wasn't here for a little while. Apocalypse didn't happen, pretty much.
Yeah, I'm starting to get burnt out on this, the wait period for the apocalypse.
Yeah,
I like most of what you say, really, even if I don't act like it all the time.
I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's a little discouraging. I've had some financial issues lately. You know how I was telling everybody I worked at Woolworths? Well, you know, I did a long time ago when there were a lot of Woolworths stores. But I remember.
I was watching you then.
At one point, you know, a pallet of soccer balls, like, fell on me, and it completely disoriented me. I was up on a ladder, and I fell down, and I broke my leg, so...
Yeah, I got a lawn chair once there that was real nice.
Yeah, no, but that's not part of my story. Basically, what I'm saying, so I got injured on the job, and my injury was to such a degree that I do not need a crutch, I've had a persisting thing.
So you're a crybaby, is what you're saying?
That isn't
no,
it
no,
at
no,
all.
No, 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 no.
That's not even remotely.
I saw it. It was bad.
I'm saying, I was on disability for a long time, and
yeah,
my Woolworths checks just they haven't been coming for a while.
Stop the Woolworths checks.
And,
I
had to get another job.
Oh, what are you doing, Kenny?
I'm the assistant to a projectionist at our local movie theater.
What is the Woolworths now, anyways? The music shop with two P's and an E? Is that what it is? I think it is, isn't it? Something like that.
Somewhat deflating my tragic tale, but, yeah, so now...
Hard times for everybody, Kenny.
Right now,
we're in a recession.
I'm working under a guy, the assistant manager.
Hard times are crab eating.
The assistant manager has an IQ of 98. I have an IQ that is higher than that.
That rounded up a day.
And I have to follow his every command.
Oh, man.
And he talks down to me in front of customers, which... guys...
What customers?
It's starting to hurt myself. Now, I'm going to be the leader of the world, or at least North America. You'd think, like, you know, that...
You'd stop being such a fucking crybaby.
Okay, this isn't
funny. No, I don't have a job that's good. People don't listen to me well at my job.
And there are plenty of people out there now that don't have any jobs.
That's right.
I should...
Even jobs that other people wouldn't do, people don't have.
I'm making half minimum wage. I've developed a smoking habit, because apparently when you work half minimum wage, and you work every day, and you're expected to do the work of yourself and your borderline retarded supervisor, just gonna light up.
Yeah, it does go like that. You know, you got to spend about 60% of your income on smokes when you're down and out working for the man.
Yeah, I'm getting good at it too. Like, I used to smoke cigars a lot.
Would that be better if we're
I figure you could smoke like these, like rapid fire, so it's like, you know, Camels, unfiltered, because you got to be a man.
You do have to be a man to lead the free world. Well, how do you think smokes are going to work in the post-apocalypse,
right,
Kenny?
The post-apocalypse, right.
Post-apocalyptic fits, you think?
Yeah, I don't know. Do you guys know anybody who could, like, get the ball rolling? Like, can you make any calls? Do you know any, like, whack jobs? Because, like, this is really starting to wear on me. I realize, you know, our country is in a low point now, but I wasn't personally really feeling it until just now, and now I hate it.
Yeah.
So now,
I thought you meant the apocalypse.
I'm a downtrodden Ken Stitson. You know, I'm just
okay,
riding.
Ken. It's okay, Ken.
I don't know.
Kenny.
You get through it, Ken.
I don't know,
Kenny.
If it's...
Kenny.
What?
Are you telling me that I have been listening to your bullshit for the last year and a half and going to bed and laying in my bed and dreaming of a post-apocalypse where I can be your friend and we can have, you know... Have post-apocalyptic times, riding dune buggies, killing raiders.
Post-apocalyptic times, I know.
Well, then you're telling me that, I'm so sad because I have a job I don't like.
It's not going to work enough.
Where's the Ken Stitson that that believes in the future of the death of humanity.
I still believe that, you know, in my heart of hearts, I still believe. I do believe in the death of humanity. I do believe that the human race will be destroyed eventually, and some of us will survive, and I will lead them.
We turned another corner on
this. We will lead them, Kenny.
We will lead them.
I'm going to have a pump-action shotgun.
98 fucking IQ'd motherfucking guy I have to work with. He's going to be dead because he's too stupid to even shut his door. He's going to, like, he's... Ah!
Kenny... At that point, you could really just shoot him in the face. I mean, you didn't know he wasn't a zombie or a raider.
Well,
that's true.
Big hole in his fucking head.
Well, see, here's the thing. He's so close to retarded, I'd actually feel bad. Like, I would. Yeah. Like, because you can't... You know when... Oh, perfect example.
Texas kills the retarded all the time.
I know, but I'm not Texas.
Yeah.
I'm not Texas.
That's true.
Now, listen.
That's where the apocalypse is really going to hit hard. All those refiners.
Okay, Mad Max... Well... You know, there is that. And there's Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. Like, this is the point I was trying to make before about the retarded. Like, you know, when eventually Master Blaster gets killed, you know, it's Blaster.
In a Jeep?
No. No, you're thinking
of... under the ground?
No. See, Master
Blaster...
Nintendo
game, Master Blaster.
That was the dwarf that rode on the large retarded guy. But when the retarded guy gets killed, you don't know he's a retarded guy until after he's dead. And then you're like, oh, I wanted that guy to die so bad, but he was just this sweetly retarded guy that this little dwarf was steering around, you know? And like... In a way, we're all just being steered around by dwarves. I mean, we got, like, a little dwarf on our shoulders just, like, yanking us around, telling us to do shit. We're that retarded guy. We all are, every one of us.
That's right, Ken.
And so, in a way, we're all the retarded guy, and I just feel, like, that sympathy for that guy.
Except when he makes you clean a duke out of the pot.
Well, then you want to brain him with your fucking plunger, man. I know. And he's like standing there picking his nose and eating in the bathroom at the same time. Like, I'm bent over this toilet. This is just gross. And do you have any idea how disgusting human beings are? Like, you think...
Yes, I do.
Have you ever been to
Panama City?
Well, no, but I've heard stories. I've seen... pictures. Panama City. I know what goes on in Panama City.
I'm gonna smoke some lentils, Ken.
Yeah, help yourself. No, actually, I got this. This is a ceramic bowl that my grandmother used to own, and I filled it with cigarettes. They're all different kinds, and I mixed them together, so sometimes you're gonna get a menthol. Sometimes you're gonna get, you can see the hundreds, those are obvious. And sometimes you're gonna get, you know, this one is a little chocolatey flavor.
You got any Virginia Slims?
Oh, they might be in the bottom.
Try some
Eunice?
Smooth elderberry
lentils. Those tend to be
lentils.
Like the last things I smoke. Because, you know, I don't know. Like, sometimes I'm feeling really emotional and I'm watching my shows and I have my ice cream and that's when I need my Virginia Slim. Because, frankly, it just seems right. You know, I have my down comforter and I have my cup of tea and my Virginia Slim.
That's not when you want to be in flavor country.
It is for me. Well, no. Yeah, that's that other cigarette.
It's Marlboro's.
Marlboro. See, I'm still learning.
Pretty smooth coming back up, ain't it, Eunice?
When did you start smoking?
Almost immediately after my check started not coming to me. As soon as the money stopped. Yeah, I like
how... The income gets higher, the increment percentage you're supposed to spend on smokes.
Yeah, well, you know, my dad and Kip's wife Ursula smoke, so, like, I've got all these, like, you know, Camel Fun Bucks and all this shit laying around the house, so I figured I'd finally, like, use it. You know, I might as well.
Well, Camel Fun Bucks be cashed after the apocalypse.
Yeah, I also got myself a cap and an umbrella that I can put into the ground when I sit outside.
How is your limp-wristed brother?
I don't care. Like, you know, some families, like, they're close and they keep track of each other. Like, I know what he's doing. He's doing the same goddamn thing he does every day. Like, what am I going to do? Am I going to check in with him and he's going to say, yeah, I opened the golf course today.
Yeah.
And I talked to my bitch wife for a while.
Have you seen the new signs at his golf course?
The new signs?
Yeah, the one saying, please return the green clubs. Green balls, I mean.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, that's funny.
Someone, wink, wink, took them.
Well, gee.
He got a new sign up telling all customers he knows.
Yeah.
He ain't doing nothing about
it. Yeah. He just
makes a bigger sign every week.
Pretty soon you're just going to have white golf balls left, and nobody wants those.
No.
No.
That's great.
We might know somebody who knows where they are, Mace.
There's
too bad.
There's a chance.
Why do you think they called him Mace?
Mason, it's short for Mason. He calls himself Mace and even spells it like the medieval weapon.
Remember, he's
because he thinks it's cool.
Remember,
that is really,
really passive aggressive, douchey, something you'd expect from a man with a controlling wife who, like, controls his every move, thought, and action, bank account.
Remember when you and Edge and Mace would crowd in on the D&D games?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he'd always wield a mace and you would thought that was so damn clever. I was watching you guys then. You know, when you got that injury at Woolworths, that was the second time you met me in person, Ken. You know that?
No, I don't
remember. I remember when, it was back when I used to wear disguises.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What were you disguised as?
I told you about that before. Remember, I was Baron. I was Baron with a plaid jacket.
Oh!
And a big crooked pipe.
Yeah,
remember,
that was...
I told you all the money you could make in the settlement with Woolworths.
I do remember that. Yeah, okay.
I think it's Baron von Pippenheimer or something.
Yeah, that was pretty elaborate. Yeah. That was very elaborate. And, you know, you're trying to, like, blend in, but in a way, you were kind of standing out more than anyone else, you know.
Yeah.
You haven't been following me, have you?
No, just Ken.
So how long have you known that he was going to be Master of the Universe or He-Man or whatever the
I'm
fuck?
I'm not He-Man. That's stupid.
No, I don't. It's in the logbook I was looking at, actually, at the, you know, the Abbey.
The Master of North
America.
The Abbey
back in the old country. And I was looking through it, and I found Ken Stinson entry, you know, that the whole line.
I don't like the word master. I think that's... Oh, I'm sorry. I was cutting you off. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay.
Yeah. No, the word master it kind of, like, you know...
Master.
Like, it conjures...
Master.
I don't like it.
No.
Master. Do you like that song, Master of Puppets?
Master!
I think Metallica retroactively sucks for all the good stuff they've done.
I agree. I was never really a big... I've never been the biggest Metallica fan.
I wasn't before.
You know, I like Megadeth.
I think they retroactively suck worse.
Like, I feel like Dave Mustaine. Like,
Megadeth all the way.
I feel like I should put all my money on that horse.
You testament.
Like, I've always felt that way. With that wild mane of hair and, like, his crazy weird little face. He's a odd little man.
I like the song 502. Like the one about driving fast, getting cops after you, and, you know.
Man, wouldn't that be cool?
Just crash.
Wouldn't that be great if we could, like, drive really fast and get cops after you? Like, how exciting would that be?
Smokey and the Bandit.
See, the problem with this is, like, all the repercussions. Like, this,
you
know.
Ken, you think you could generate an apocalypse by a big, elaborate Smokey and the Bandit system?
It would have to be an elaborate, you'd have to get a lot of
cars. I love that movie.
Yeah, if you had
I watched that so many times.
Every state.
I used to drink beers every time I, you know, saw his mustache.
Yeah, but we'd have to do it like Smokey and the Bandit. We'd have to get all the followers to do it and run, you know, interference and everything.
Yeah, but then they might all get arrested, and that's not going to help me.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. Like, I was watching True Blood, and, like, on that show, people can do all kinds of shit and never have to worry about real, like, problems, like, because maybe you, like, know the cop or something. Like, that's not going to help you in real life if you know the cop. Then it's just more awkward. It's like, well, I'm going to have to put you in the back of my cruiser and say hi to your sister for me. You know, like, that's fucked up. I'm sorry. Like, you can't do fun shit like that ever.
You just... No!
What?
Kenny...
What?
Haven't you learned anything?
No, apparently.
You just gotta show a little skin.
Dude, nobody wants to see my skin right now.
Cops love dick.
I don't know, man. I got this.
Really?
No.
I don't got none, though.
That's gonna be a problem for you.
Well, I get diplomatic music.
I just think, you know, you offer.
You got a Diplo dick.
I got a Diplo dick, That's a good one.
Diplo dick.
Diplo dick or Thoris.
Yep. That's good.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm just jealous of everybody who gets to, like, destroy things and go crazy and, like, have a good time and, like, you know. I don't want to hurt anybody. I just want half the world to get destroyed. And, like, I personally won't hurt anybody, like, until, I know, it's open season on, like, Freaks and Raiders and shit, but...
So,
like,
it's just taking longer, though.
Yeah, I know, and
it's
like...
a long time.
But I'm ready now. Like, I'm ready right now.
It's started now,
so,
but it's
like,
taking longer.
I'm, like, up on my tippy toes, like,
I keep waiting for North Korea to, you know, do their thing, but...
I know.
Shouldn't get off the pot, really.
Yeah, those titty fuckers haven't, like, done anything in the past however long. All they've done is given us that funny little man we can all make fun of.
Ahmed?
No. It's Kim Jong-il. Yeah, he's a Korean.
Do you know the average North Korean gets one chicken a month?
Why?
And five eggs?
Just on purpose, or? Like they just hand them a chicken?
That's the government ration.
Well, that's good and medieval, isn't it?
Yeah, chicken awesome. And 5 eggs.
Hey, maybe some money so you could not eat chicken or eggs. And you could, like, do anything else at all. That would be really great.
Well, yeah. It can't be anything that involves leaving any town in the country because you're not permitted to do that without paying for your ability to pass to another town.
Now, assuming you don't eat the chicken, could you just have, like, 100 chickens eventually and just, like, start your own egg farm business? Or does then the government come in and be
I believe that the great leader would want you to contribute that, and so would all of your neighbors who all have pictures of the great leader in their house.
Yeah.
See, where they talk at the dinner table about how great the great leader is.
See, I want, like maybe only 70% of that for myself. When the time comes, like, I think he goes way too far.
You better start thinking about which self-portrait you're gonna put up in people's houses.
Well, that's the one thing, like, you know, Saddam Hussein and this guy have that I like. Like, they had, like, these, yeah, like, Saddam had those big murals of him as, like, glorious action hero leader, fertility god, and so does Kim Jong-il.
Yeah.
And he actually has people make, like, action movies.
They believe he was birthed in a mountain.
He was birth of a mountain, friend.
Of a mountain,
I really didn't even know what you're talking about. That's great.
The sacred mountain.
If it's poetic.
It is believed by his people that he was born, I believe, of some sort of immaculate something or other.
You'd think, like, he'd give himself special eyelids so he wouldn't need those big Jackie Onassis sunglasses. You'd think, like, if he was, like, a magical creature of the mountain...
I was wondering where he'd fit in with Ahmadinejad and Chavez and what was that?
You know what I'd like to do?
Ahmadinejad.
I would like Hillary to get Clinton. All of them together.
They all have an orgy.
I would like to strip them nude. Then I would like to put them all in a big room. Yeah. And I would like to unleash maybe...
Pitbulls! Pitbulls!
No, nothing like that. It would be half a gallon of KY jelly.
That's right.
And they'd all be nude. And we'd film it. And they'd all just fight... They'd all just wrestle around, and whoever wins, then that's the country we go with. We just get all our leaders in a big nude cage.
That would be brutal. That would be fist killing too, because you can't choke them out.
That's right.
You squeeze right out. You're gonna punch them in the face and punch them again, and you just keep hitting them. You can't grab the ears. You just gotta.
But don't forget, they're all greased up, so they're gonna be real hard to catch. It's gonna be like greased pigs fighting each other.
Yeah. Oh, you gotta knock them down and hit them in the face the first time. Really stun them. And then you can just pound until you go into soft
tissue.
That's
true.
The best part, I think, would happen is...
You watch UFC, Kenny?
I do now. I'm going to start. That sounds pretty brutal. Is that what
Fuck
they do?
Fuck yeah!
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, they do.
They do have some pretty intense t-shirts. I've seen those. They say tap out, and there's all like crazy Celtic demon artwork that looks so dumb. I mean, like, really intense, though. Like, really, like... Like,
well, I mean, it's not like you can broadcast something.
I guess T-shirt's gonna kill me.
It's the best they can do on TV. I mean, they can't show you real quality fighting.
Well, it's not.
You know, where the blood flows.
Take it easy, Thunderdome. We're not there yet. I know what you're saying, though. I do. I do understand what you're saying. And the day might come. Like, you know, we're gonna have to be entertained. Things are gonna be low tech. We're gonna probably, you know... Physical confrontation between some of our finest warriors is probably going to be, like, real, like, entertainment. Like, there's no getting around it. I mean, eventually, once we get things started up again, I mean, it's going to be a while before we get
I will lead this warrior force.
Yeah, you will. I've already envisioned all this. Yeah, yeah, you're already ahead of the game. You got the fire and the passion for...
We will enact your oily punch pit, too.
It's going to have to happen.
Just throw Raiders in there. That is a brilliant idea.
I just think it's a good way to really see who's got, you know, the gumption, who wants it more.
See, this is why you need to, you know, throw your grumpies away, as Leslie would say.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess I'm trying to...
Keep your grumpies for another day.
Wow, you've been
hanging out with... I hate it when he says that, but I mean...
You guys have been taking a lot of road trips together, I've noticed. He's really rubbed off on it. I hope not.
You shut your fucking mouth.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're Galoshian grumpies, aren't they? What he usually calls them.
Oh, I don't know. I don't listen. I can't hear his voice.
Oh.
Well. Yeah, well.
You know, just spitballing it.
Eventually, it's all
attack,
just a tone.
An idea, you know, around.
Yeah.
Picking on that, on the rest. I was thinking more the other way. Like, say they try to kill each other and they keep wear themselves to exhaustion. I'd say you put in fertility drugs in there so they have children that maybe they all kill each other, but the baby's born. And then that becomes a new leader of the world.
Yeah.
Like, so you want to have a whole generation of people whose parents were killed moments before they were killed?
Well,
whoa.
If they're going to do that fucked up shit, they can. I'm just saying, you know.
That's pretty intense, man.
Might as well get some loving in.
Well.
That's like taking child soldiers to the next level.
That's, you know,
pretty much like.
They do say sometimes love can blossom on the battlefield.
That's pretty much like.
There's been movies about that, right? I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
I've been called an interrupter.
You
interrupt well, Eunice.
Thank you. I do apologize for
it. You're good at it. Gotta keep it up.
I just get excited sometimes.
This is an odd cigarette right here. This is called the tapioca twist. It's like, it's got the little, you know, the little like weird bubbly things in the, and it's got those right in the cigarette.
Pack, I see.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 I got the whole Jell-O flavored. Wow. Well, it's not really Jell-O. It's not branded, but it's like, you know, they took popular Jell-O flavors and made cigarette.
Purifying gelatinous.
Right, and it also counts as like a meal. So like they were originally created for the army. You know, you're out in the field. You can have a smoke, or you can, you know, you don't have time to eat, but you need the sustenance. I just made that up.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, this is just a
camp. It sounded very plausible.
I know. I had you going for a second. Yeah. I just kept going.
Have you seen the ads for Blue?
Yeah,
the electronic stupid cigarette.
Yeah, what's the deal? Is that for robots, or, like, what's the deal with that?
It has...
Cyborgs?
There's no,
I want to be that.
No smoke, it's just a mist, a nicotine mist, with a flavor injection, if you so choose.
That seems like it the smoke is the fun of it. I don't know.
It has a glowing blue end that is a light.
So it's future smokes is basically like...
Yes.
Like we're in a cheesy 80s future...
That is how you will spot the modern douchebag right before. That's one of the signs.
We're the three-breasted prostitutes from Total Recall. Is that going to happen right around the corner? Like, they've already, you know...
I hope so.
No, literally, though. Couldn't they do that? Couldn't they literally do that? Because they can make two... Like they can like rebuild two. Why can't they put a third one right in the middle? Like, I don't want that. Like, I would be really freaked out and creeped out and run away. But I'm just saying, like, some pervs would love that. And you know, like the porn where there's the two guys.
Yeah.
Well, they could. Well, I don't.
I see where you're going. Let's
not go there. But anyway, I just don't know
why. Do you think people will avoid pornography in the future?
People want pornography in the... Yeah.
I'm just saying, will it be like weapons caches? There will be like a pervert army?
Oh my god, dude. I didn't even think about stockpiling pornography.
Well, it's Bank Mock 2.
Yeah, well, yeah, but that, you know...
I got that one started.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think... The floor plan.
Oh, man. We're going to have to hire somebody to start cataloging the internet for porno.
That's true.
Gonna need a porno guy.
You need an aficionado.
No, there will be no internet.
No, I mean now. I mean right now, I need to hire a porno guy to start recording every bit of porno he can find to keep for the vault. You know,
I understand.
For the future of mankind.
You should write to Ken Stinson, right?
What?
We should ask that of our followers, you know, if any of our porn aficionados.
I don't think you want to ask that of the internet population.
Well, actually, you know, I had one guy call me, Mr. Velvet Sunshine. He called me and he was telling me, like, he ran an operation, and he was interested to see if I knew anybody that I could send to him, but that got really weird.
He runs Bunker Bitches, right?
He does run Bunker Bitches, yeah, and he was looking up, you know, he found me, obviously, because when you're looking up stuff online about the apocalypse and bunkers, right, you run across me, yeah, so Mr. Velvet Sunshine from Bunker Bitches,
Yeah, he's always looking for a pitch.
Yeah.
For his bitch.
For his bitch.
Well, got the bumper sticker. I mean, those are cool, and I like the, he gave me, did you get the beverage the thing that goes on the outside of the can, and it's got the little boobs on it, and it's got, like, his low, like, the sunshine
triple
draped in velvet.
Why yeah. didn't you do a triple breasted one?
Well, that's the thing. Like, that could... Actually, yeah.
You could do one with Ken Stinson on it.
Well, I don't really know how deep into the porn industry I really need to go. Like, yeah. This is all... Yeah, it's I don't like... Attack. Yeah, I liked it. Nah, I don't know. But, you know, there's money in it.
Yeah.
I'm smoking 1.5 cigarettes because I forgot that I still had this one in my mouth. And,
You know who really enjoys smoking?
I don't know. The Human Torch?
Indians.
Indians?
Nick Fury.
No, not... No, like, real from India Indians.
Oh, Dothead Indians.
Yes, that's the proper way to say it. I wasn't sure. I didn't want to be politically incorrect. I just didn't want to suggest that Native Americans smoked because that is part of the imagery, but that is also part of the white man's imagery.
I think they did smoke, though.
Well, they did, but I think it was... over-accentuated, perhaps?
Well, I guess, but I smoke American imagery. Spirit cigarettes sometimes, and don't Indians, like, build those themselves?
Well, I have to do it more, actually, now.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
See, an Indian?
That's really depressing.
The man bought them out again.
But do they still have no additives in the smokes?
Yeah.
There's some of those rolling around, too.
They bought over the plant and everything.
Weird. So they just get their money, so they didn't actually change anything, though.
Yeah, just the white man stealing.
So it's like when Disney bought Marvel Comics, they didn't actually, like, change any of the content of the books. They just have a major marketing powerhouse behind them that, I get it. I get it. Okay. Well, all right. Those are, like, the health food of cigarettes. So, you know, what do you do?
I'm wondering if we're actually going to go into cryogenics, Ken. You know? And I'm wondering if I could live with you sleeping so many years, waiting for this damn apocalypse.
Yeah, I don't fucking care.
Whoa, Kenny.
You gotta
keep. We can't keep getting back into this. I had you up so high. So high.
Yeah. I like that.
So high.
So everybody's, everybody's just... Man, these... the thing about smoking this many cigarettes... You know, maybe I should have started as a casual smoker before just jumping into heavy smoker. Because I have had this sickness in my head for, 2 days, really. Like, pretty much, like, since when I started. It feels, like, inside my head feels smoky and yellow. Does that even make sense?
That's
like,
flavor country.
Like, it feels yellow in my brain right now. Like, it feels really depleted of something. But, at the same time, I have this odd satisfaction... Deep in my chest, I feel it every time I breathe.
Knowing that you're a real man and you can handle it.
That's the feeling.
Yeah.
It feels like chest hair inside my chest. It's like, woo! You know, it's like a fucking man party in there. It's great. Makes me feel alive. Makes me feel sweet as hell. Anyway.
I don't smoke personally.
Well, you should start.
I don't much.
You ever tried snuff?
I don't much.
No.
Me neither.
I like the burn.
Yeah, wow. No.
The roasted
you should, no, you're supposed to...
I can't do tobacco.
Dude, you don't put it that far into your mouth. It's like burning your tongue.
Yeah, it is.
Dude, you're supposed to, like, let it dangle outside your mouth.
Watch the lid of my lips. Lift it, watch.
Oh!
Oh my God!
Dude, I didn't... No. Hey. Oh, God.
Watch.
Damn it, dude.
Watch, it'll come down. It'll come down. After it goes up for a while.
No, that's your fucking... Your adrenaline kicking in. You're going to feel that later. It's,
You're not going to be able to eat anything.
I can eat lentils. I suck them.
It always goes back to that.
I suck them like I'm feeding Mother Earth every time. Even though I ain't got, you know, pots. I suckle in the lentils until they want to seed in my mouth and I swallow them.
Well, when you die, I'm sure a lot of lentils, what is it, a bush? Whatever it is, will grow. And in a way, that will be like the circle of...
Of life.
Yeah, kind
you know
of.
The circle of
you know
life.
I know you hate your family.
You know
man.
Why?
No.
Because there's a long line of date rapists shrouded in, you know, secret society.
Well, what?
Just a long line of date rapists. They believe in marriage rape. Married by rape.
So, What country are you from? One of them?
I don't want to go into that.
Yeah, I know that. You never tell me that. So, in your country...
I don't need papers. I'm like John Conway.
Surely, this can't be...
It goes back years. They have the
It's a secret society. How do you get in? Is there a handshake?
They have a hot
handshake? They rape handshake?
So this is your royal family? Yeah. You're saying you're...
that's how the best are born. That's what they believe.
Well, you know, if you're going outside your own bloodline, I would hope, like, you know, at least... Well, no, rape is always wrong, though, so I'm completely horrified and disgusted by that, obviously, but...
Well, that means that every person...
Easy.
I can't feel better, Kat.
Jesus Christ.
I can't feel a lot better.
Yeah. We're going to have to put you in the hot room for a while. It's the only thing that'll calm you down at this point.
So, Kenny, I think to really conclude this show...
Yeah.
We need to bring Kenny back up again.
That's right.
All
right.
He can't be leading the new apocalypse, post-apocalypse world if he's going to be a crybaby sissy boy.
See, now that doesn't help bring
I'm just
up
saying. That's what my dad would have said to me. That's what your dad would say to you.
I know, and that's why it doesn't help. I rebel against that. That's my nature. Like that scorpion riding the frog or whatever that gay story was.
That's something Jim Morrison said?
No, it's from The Crying Game, but close enough. Anyway.
Me and John riding me as a crab mutant. Okay. Just like me and John.
No, it wasn't like that at all, because the moral of the story is the nature of the beast will get the better of the beast, even if it means the beast will in fact be self-destructive and possibly kill itself, like, you know. Like, because the scorpion stings the frog because it can't help it.
Yeah, but that's like...
Or I don't even remember if it was a scorpion and a frog. Maybe it was a scorpion and something. The thing is, the thing stings the thing and they die. They both die.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And my nature is to lead the future of humanity after the apocalypse has happened because I'm a survivor.
Is the apocalypse the stinger? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know what I'm saying.
No, what Stinger was to me? Stinger was stealing the Wi-Fi and the iPhone.
Yeah.
That was a stinger for me.
Okay. I thought about changing my name to that for a while.
Stinger?
Stinger?
Stinger.
People
Stinger.
Might get you confused with former WCW wrestler Sting.
Or the Stinger.
Who is even more
Do you
more
think
famous.
They ever got confused?
But you're more Sting than
All
Sting.
All the time.
You're Stinger.
Wait a minute. This isn't the wrestler. I thought he was putting on a concert.
Speaking of which, you heard anything about Cranks and Keyboards? You guys heard from them guys?
Not recently, but they are wrestlers who could put on a concert, which is ironic.
Keyboards got crabs.
Oh!
Keyboards and crabs. I can play crab keyboards.
I wasn't going to say anything, but yeah.
I probably shouldn't have said that on national radio.
You did read the email he sent to me over my shoulder.
Wait, you get crabs from the keyboard, you touch the keys, and then you touch your crotch?
No, he got it from a dirty woman. He got it from a filthy, filthy woman.
She got herself off on the keyboard and touched it.
I don't even want to know what happened. No, that's probably not what happened, actually. I'm pretty sure it was full-on genital contact that got him the crabs.
Was that a web camera and a woman got herself off and she had the crabs and then...
I swear to God, if he plays the keyboard while he's having sex with people, I don't know if I respect him more or am thoroughly disgusted.
You need a wah-wah pedal to go with it.
This Lenny Kravitz you're talking about?
No.
Oh.
It sure isn't. All right. So, yeah, I feel a little better. I've asserted my authority over the airwaves again. That always gets me up, you know?
Get the lead out of you.
That's right.
Cigarette.
Gets me, emotionally there.
Let's go to the Mangusta and tie one on.
Yeah, let's get fucked up.
Let's go get some Robo Rats and go to Tate's Mangusta.
I think we're going to do everything. Now, that doesn't involve Robitussin, right? Because I'm not doing that again.
No, I'm just...
Magic Indian, he whipped up something I didn't like at all.
Kenny, you just got to ride the Robo.
No.
Oh, I don't know about that, man. Like, I don't know.
I'm just trying to mimetically mutate from the, you know, the brand that whatever camel is, the blue light thing.
It's a sea of nausea and consciousness.
You guys see Robo-Rat as generic instead of Band-Aid. Guy. You know, it's like Band-Aid when the Band-Aid had the court case. So that's what I'm doing with them, with the camels.
Oh,
mimetically
okay.
Mutating a counteractive, you know, alter brand.
Like that makes perfect sense.
Robo-Rat. It's going to be a Robo-Rat.
Roborat?
Yeah, you got a Palin Robo.
It almost sounds like Roborat, which would be a good cartoon character.
Roborats. Rovorats. Yeah, Rovorats. When they're
would they actually have Karl Rove in them?
Yes, they have a picture of Karl Rove on the side. Let's start making
smoke
some.
Me.
For the campaign for 2012. Yeah.
That's a weird idea. So you're saying you want
Rovorats. We gotta get the Rovorat first established, then we gotta get the Rovorat.
You're saying you want to promote what? Some political party through selling cigarettes with pictures of Karl Rove's face?
Yes.
I don't know how that would...
When you see it happen,
I think he has definitely mutated a meme just now.
I think you might be right.
I just mutated a meme.
Good job. Good job. That's going to get you all tired out. You're going to sleep good tonight.
I will.
It's good.
So they don't necessarily have to have any purpose whatsoever. Well, I guess it would.
I'll sleep like a self-cast.
Now, would this be like the
Is this like you just birthed a meme mutation?
Yeah.
Like you spent now...
See the film on my head and the goop? Kind of starts the mimetic.
That's disgusting. Mimetic I thought ectoplasm. You just had like a cyst that popped or something.
No, it's a mimetic ectoplasm comes out of my pores.
If you could rig it so like when you exhale the smoke, it could come out in red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
Like, could you do that?
Oh yeah.
Because like I mean this, I thought it was dumb for a minute, but I'm thinking like the entire Republican Party could have its own brand of cigarette, and there's enough smokers out there that. And you know, Obama's a smoker. He's a Democrat.
You care about tax cuts, you're going to smoke a
maybe,
Rovorat.
Maybe we could play the system and also market secretly under the radar a cigarette brand to Democratic smokers. And then independents. Yeah. Come on now.
Well, that is 60% of the population.
It's true.
That's true.
I don't really know that I want to like move to Virginia or anywhere, though. That'd blow.
Make a statement with your Roborat. And we get Roborat and then Rovorat, and then we come up with different ones.
Yeah. Blue, red.
Oh, I'm gooping all over. I'm gooping it.
Okay.
All right, we gotta clean him up.
All right, we better, we better
end this. I'm self-cleaning, just get me to the mud pit.
Send this shit show. All right, my name is Ken Stitson. Thank you for listening to the pre-apocalyptic, post-apocalyptic show with me, Ken Stitson.
And me, Eunice Boots, security manager of the future. I will punch you in the face repeatedly if you cross me.
He will, and he'll throw you in the pit if you cross him again.
I won't have to talk first. Thanks for having me, Ken. I just want to say
thanks
for having me on your show.
He's always a joy.
I love it. I love everything.
Yes.
Roborats.
Look for them at your local
Taylor
Rowe, tobacco.
Taylor Rowe, 2012.
What's a tobacco? That's nothing. All right, folks, thanks for listening. If you don't hear us again in the near future, it may be because the apocalypse has happened.